The second example, that Islam is unjust because a Muslim woman only inherits half that of a Muslim man. And on the surface, this looks like another contradiction. Because we know that Islam is just. We know that Islam is fair to both genders. If we reflect on this particular instance, where in the Quran, it tells us that the woman, the Muslim woman, inherits half that of a Muslim man. Again, ask why. Don't just rip the verse out of the Quran, put it on the internet, and say, look how unjust Islam is. They're being unjust by doing that. Because if you understand the context, what's a man's responsibility versus a woman's responsibility in Islam? A man, a Muslim man, must take care of his wife, must provide for her financially, must provide for his female relatives in many cases. Whereas the woman, the Muslim woman, doesn't have that responsibility. He's responsible for taking care of the household expenses. He needs more money because he has more financial responsibilities. So it would only make sense. It would only make sense that he inherits twice that of the Muslim woman, because the Muslim woman gets to keep her money if she chooses. Yes, she can contribute to the household. She can contribute to the man, to her husband, or her other family members. It's completely up to her. But if she chooses not to, she doesn't have to. So she has less of a financial responsibility than the Muslim man. So therefore, it would only make sense that he inherits twice that of her. So again, if we lend context to the situation, if we think deeper about it, what they say is a contradiction or is an injustice actually is not.